Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
We welcome Zanti Swanepoel. Zanti is 'n internasionale spreker en stigter van die Babies Behind Bars projek, ook 'n motiveerder en 'n besigheidsvrou. I was reading this beautiful book called Born Behind Bars. It's a novel that I'm busy reading with my son. And the first part of the book is just life in jail for this child. Zanti, ek het gelees en toe kom ek agter, as I saw this child growing up and then eventually having to be released out into the world after he was old enough to do so, what it's like being born behind bars. And I couldn't help but think, wow, Zanti, I'm reading it here in this novel and that's something that's been so close to your heart for so long. Goeiemôre.
Goeiemôre, Brad. Ja, oh, that is absolutely the truth. I remember when I started the Babies Behind Bars awareness campaign, out of which many NGOs and other projects has been birthed. Brad, ek het 5 jaar in die gevangenis spandeer en ek het tyd saam met die kinders in die selle ook spandeer en daai klein ou babietjies wat daar nie eintlik begroting of plek voor is nie. En daar is so baie dinge wat gelukkig teen vandag verander het met 'n klomp bewusmaking rondom dit. Maar een van die dinge wat ek onthou is dat, jy weet, die ligte gaan nooit af in 'n gevangenis nie. So die kinders weet nie wat donker is nie. As hulle deur 'n hek stap, dan stop hulle, want hulle sê dankie hek, want dis wat mense sê vir iemand om die hek vir jou oop te maak. So hulle, baie van hulle eerste woorde is dankie hek. En dan word hulle in hierdie lig altyd, jy weet, groot en hulle ken nie van honde en katte en karre en diere en alle dinge wat normale kinders ken nie. So ja, dit is nogal 'n eye-opener om te besef dat daar word kinders gebore in gevangenisse en hulle word vloei daar.
Ja, ongelukkig.
Maar ja, vandag het dit darm al bietjie verander waar die kinders darm mooier na gekyk word en so voort. En ons baie mense wat groot verskille maak en daarvoor is ons baie, baie dankbaar.
Ja,
en
amen.
So is my story ook vandag uit die gevangenis. Nee. Hoe amazing is dit?
Ja.
As jy gaan kyk wat my tema is vandag, praat ek juis oor wat in 'n gevangenis gebeur het en hoe dit my en jou lewe kan raak op hierdie Wondrous Wednesday. Maar ek wil begin deur te gesels oor 1 Petrus 4 vers 10. 1 Peter 4 verse 10 says, as each has required a gift or received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Ek wil vandag vir jou sê, ek en jy het 'n gift gekry by die Here. It says, as each has received a gift. And we can use this gift. En ek besef net al hoe meer en meer dat ons dink soms, Brad, that we need this huge platforms. We need to be celebrities. We need a voice. We need something bigger than just the gift that God has given us. And then we take this gift, and because it's not, you know, as if or the way we want and think it should be, dan gaan bære ons dit. En ek wil vandag vir jou 'n storie vertel uit die gevangenis. Mag dit jou hart aanraak, mag dit jou verander, mag dit vir jou laat besef dat die Here vir jou 'n kostbare geskenk gegee het, and that you can live it out and that you can serve even if you think it's too humble. Dit is te klein, dit beteken eintlik niks. Here, ek is niemand. Ek is regtig niemand. Hoe moet ek vir jou verskil maak? Ek wil vandag vir jou sê dat in jou niemand voel toestand, het die Here nog steeds vir jou 'n gift gegee om sy gospel na mense toe te vat. En mag dit jou vandag bemoedig en ek deel hierdie storie met jou, and many things in life are not taught, they are caught. So mag jy dit catch vandag in jou gees en mag dit jou bemoedig that you are never in God's eyes a nobody.
Yeah, amen.
Nobody is a nobody in God's eyes. He sees all of us and he's given us all a gift to bring his gospel to the world. And you do not need that platform, the crown, the title, the sash, the position. Al daai dinge wat die wêreld ons laat dink ons het nodig om 'n verskil te maak, om 'n stem te hê. God only needs your heart, your availability, and you saying, Lord, use me as you made me, with everything in me. And he will, and he will write and do great things through your life. Doesn't matter how small you might feel this morning. I tell you the story of a man that wrote the following. He said, I didn't go to church in jail to find God. I went because it was the only way to interact with guys from other blocks and pass off contraband. On this particular day, I had to get some pills to a guy in Block B, and the chapel was the safest way to go. I don't remember the sermon. I don't remember the pastor's name. But who I do remember is the janitor. She was always there, a quiet woman in her late 40s. Well, maybe older, maybe younger. Jail ages people in strange ways. She wore a faded uniform and kept her eyes down. That day, I passed off the pills, a small sleight of hand gesture perfected by survival. There was a sound, a sudden crack of wood against the tile. The mop handle had fallen. It startled everyone. Even the guards looked up. Then she did something no one expected. She stepped forward with wrinkled hands and a slight tremble in her voice. She asked the pastor if she could say a few words. But really, she didn't ask. She just spoke. She said she had been mopping the floors of Linn County Jail for 8 years. That every night, as the halls emptied and the noise died down, she filled her mop bucket with warm water, a splash of disinfectant, and anointing oil. She said she prayed over each cell as she worked, every corner, every door, every bunk, every soul. We didn't move. We didn't breathe. I know you don't see me, she said, but I see you. And more importantly, God sees you. I don't know the theology of anointing oil, the man said, but I know what it feels like when someone speaks life over you with fire in her eyes and tenderness in her voice. She looked out over the chapel and said, you think no one is fighting for you, but I have been fighting for you on my knees for 8 years. You think no one cares? I care. God cares. And this mop and water's got more of heaven in it than you will ever know. He said, I felt my heart catch in my throat. I felt something deeper than fear or shame. I felt seen. She said it softly, but with so much force, it cracked the room open. God loves you. Not the future you, not the cleaned up you. He loves you now, right now, exactly as you are. I heard those words before, but never like that. He wasn't preaching. He was pouring, and we were the ground catching her rain. And I broke. Right there in the middle of the most corrupt thing I've done this week, I bawled like a kid. So did the guy next to me. So did the dealer from Block C and the lifer from Block A. It was like time stopped and the Spirit of God swept through those cinder block walls with a fragrance of pine sol. Then she picked up her mop and walked out. The pastor never reclaimed the mic. That was 15 years ago. I don't know her name. I don't know if she remembers that day, but I do. Because that janitor, a woman without a title, without a stage, she delivered a sermon that still gets me choked up. She didn't come to save us. She came to serve. And in doing so, she became the loudest gospel I have ever heard. Sure. May that bless you this morning, that even if, like this woman, you don't feel your life makes quite a difference. Or maybe you just have that mop and the bucket of water in your hands. She did not only serve the prison in excellence, she served God first. She prayed, she anointed, she saw. And I just want to end off again today because it just, het my swaard getref. She didn't come to save us. She didn't come to serve. Oh, she came to serve. But in doing so, she became the loudest gospel I have ever heard. May your life and my life, hoe klein dit ook al vir jou mag voel, become the loudest gospel those around us hear. And may our lives, by serving, by loving, also become as Jesus said, they will know that you are my disciples because you loved and because you served. En mag ons nie ander dinge soek nie, maar God se hart vir daardie om ons. Amen.
Amen. That's the voice of Zanti Swanepoel. Zanti, what a story. Thanks for sharing that with us this morning. Hearts are being moved and maybe our eyes opened when we've forgotten how much we're loved and cared for by God. Dankie, Zanti, dat jy deel. Dankie dat jy elke woensdag saam met ons kuier. En ons sien uit na volgende week. 'n Lekker dag en 'n pragtige week vir jou.
Dankie, Brad, vir julle ook. Tata.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.